This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine says peace talks with Russia resumed Friday through video after Tuesday's in-person meeting in Istanbul. Turkey is stepping up its diplomatic efforts to build on what it described as significant progress. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Ukraine's presidential office says Ukrainian and Russian officials held online peace talks Friday, but gave no further details. The meeting follows Tuesday's face-to-face peace talks in Istanbul, which both Turkish and Ukrainian officials described as positive. In a television interview Thursday, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu, while acknowledging some Russian commitments to de-escalate in Ukraine remain unfulfilled, said efforts continue to build on Tuesday's meeting. Cavusoglu said in the second stage, the necessary work is being carried out to bring together the foreign ministers. He said he texted Thursday with both Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and conveyed Turkey's views on this issue to them, saying mediators will do whatever they can to make this happen. Last month, Turkey hosted a meeting between Kuleba and Lavrov, which ended in deadlock. But Lavrov, speaking Friday during a visit to India, said peace talks needed to continue and that they were preparing to reply to Ukrainian proposals made at Tuesday's Istanbul meeting. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Before talks began Friday, Russia accused the Ukrainians of a cross-border helicopter attack on an oil depot. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said an airstrike on Russian soil by a pair of helicopter gunships caused fires and wounded two people. Several nearby businesses were also reported hit. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee